Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. It's time for another quickie session, people, so I hope you're ready. Sean, Karen, you guys ready for this?
Ready.
I was born ready, Matt. Ain't nothing like a quickie, bro.
Well, first off, I got an issue, though, Sean. We had a conflict, and I'm thinking I might need to take you to court. I'm thinking I'm going to sue you.
Oh, so. My God. That is the aunt. Like, we, from a kid, from a child, we were saying, if you don't get off my mountain, I'm going to sue you. My dad is going to sue you. Get off my property. Like, it's such – listen, I went through 7 years of litigation, Supreme Court, over a real estate transaction. And I can tell you that premise of I'm going to sue you should be taken out of our vocabulary because there's so much to it. It's so not cut and dry. It can be so expensive, win or lose, Matt, because I actually won and it still cost me $250,000, okay? And I actually won. Okay, believe it or not. And that's not including legal fees. So I think this quickie,
when a country says they win a war, but there's like, oh, we had a million people died. Did you really win a war?
Exactly. And I think people have to understand, like, let's just talk about ways in which we can not become a Sean Linda and do 7 years of litigation. You know, let's just figure out how we can, you know, resolve business, finance, conflict in a way that minimizes our expenses and exposure.
Do you feel like you had a choice? Did you have?
I was the one being sued, and I didn't. I had to represent myself in court. I don't know how people would do the opposite. I don't know how the guy that sued me could be him to risk hundreds of thousands of dollars and 7 years of hell to try to win something that really, in my opinion, didn't belong to him. So I didn't have a choice because I was the one being sued, but. I don't know if I would, like I said, I think there's ways in which you can resolve conflict and come to a solution that works for everyone.
So if he had approached you not in a court of law in some other way, do you think you could have come to an amicable agreement?
Growing up thinking like we talked about as kids, I'm going to sue you and, you know, like watching all the Law and Orders, what we see on TV, you'd be like, no, let's go to court because I know I'm right. But court is not about who's right or wrong, to be quite honest with you. It's really, like they always say, a good trial is like everybody feels like they've gotten lost in some sort of way, or not won or not lost. You just feel like you're in the middle somewhere, and that means the judge feels like, and the lawyer's like, this is a good case. Like everybody came out bruised and everybody came out kind of victorious.
Okay, so if you don't want to go through the process of a whole court battle, then what else can you do?
I believe, like, first of all, having a conversation with somebody goes a long way. I was just speaking to my friend today. He had a conflict with one of his employees, and the employees, I filed a case against him. And I'm like, just call her. Just call her and just a simple question, where are we going with this? Because sometimes when you bring lawyers involved, they have their own self-interest. You know what I mean? They're getting paid by the hour at the end of the day. So they're going to speak to their lawyer, and they're going to bill you. Sometimes you can save a whole set of litigation by just putting your pride aside, and saying, you know, where did we go wrong? Let's try to figure something out that works for the best of us.
A technical word for that would be negotiate. If you have an issue, if you have a disagreement, sit down, talk, and try to find mutual agreement.
You know, that's just an aggressive word, negotiate. Like, I wouldn't want somebody to think that I'm negotiating. I'd rather them feel like we're just having a conversation, but we're trying to resolve it.
Right.
But I'm agreeing with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing about having a conversation is that every conversation that you have is also a negotiation.
So, yeah, I mean, the word negotiation can sound harsh, and maybe you don't need to say it like that when you're speaking to the person that maybe there's a conflict or a dispute with. But that's really what you're doing, is you want to have a conversation where, without going to court, you can negotiate whatever the terms or whatever my point of view and your point of view, let's have a conversation, which is a negotiation.
I agree with you, Matt. And, you know, when you go into negotiation, you know, once again, it's about putting your pride aside and don't think you're going to come out there victorious. Just have a conversation and be like, just try to get to a point of where you can find a common ground, where people, both parties are happy, because it really, in the big scheme of things, it's not worth going the full fledged litigation with it.
And also, you know, not to get too bookworm or technical, but effective negotiation skills and methods can be learned. You can if you have a conflict and you're thinking about, man, maybe I should negotiate before I call a lawyer, do some research, learn some negotiation tips and techniques so you can try to actually apply those and hopefully prevent the long, arduous court case that Sean has lived through. So another tactic or another method is mediation, Sean.
It's like the next step up. If you've tried subtle negotiation, during your negotiation, you can say, you know what, let's agree to disagree right now. And I think it's just a great term to use to people. It's not invasive. Say, let's agree to disagree. And why don't we bring somebody that's a neutral party to this? And that neutral party could be your father, if it's a family conflict. It could be your mutual friend. And if you have to go the route, it may be somebody professional. But that's the mature thing to say, hey, let's agree to disagree. Let's try to bring in a third party that can help us just kind of dissect what residing issues we have right now.
Also, sometimes mediation may not be voluntary. Sometimes a court may require or refer mediation before a trial can be settled. So sometimes even the court wants you to avoid a long trial. They'll suggest mediation.
Yeah, and I wouldn't think being like steadfast, like, no, I don't want mediation. I know I'm right. Once again, if you understand the premise of court, it's not about who's right or who's wrong. When time you understand that, you'll see that resolving these things as quickly as possible, regardless of who's right or wrong, is the best thing to do. And next thing, what is that big A word, Matt? Explain that what everybody else talks about so they know what it is. You know the word I'm talking about? A great Scrabble word, if you know how to spell it, Matt.
I think the word you're referring to is arbitration.
Arbitration. There we go, Matt. What does that mean, lawyer Matt?
Okay, so arbitration, that's when people in a dispute cannot resolve the dispute themselves, so through negotiation, either through face-to-face, or they can't resolve it with a mediator. So in this case, at this point, they agree to refer the matter to an arbitrator. An arbitrator is a neutral person or a panel of people that hear the facts, hear the issues, and then they make a decision. Arbitrators are often people who are experts in a specific area of law and in a particular industry. So basically, this is like one step short of we're going to court, but it's an official decision that needs to be
agreed upon by both parties, though. You don't have to agree with what the arbitrator says, but you're hoping that what the arbitrator advises works within both of you guys. And remember something, most arbitrators are assigned by the judge. So if you don't agree with the arbitrator, the judge is going to take note of that and be like, oh, they didn't go with what my and the arbitrators are usually lawyers themselves. You didn't go by that was recommended by the arbitrator, especially if you're the one that's pushing back. And it may not work in your interest when you actually go to court. So you have to understand, once again, you've tried mediation and now you're going to arbitration and you're still being stubborn and you're not showing any flexibility. It's not going to work in your favor. And everybody in that room are just studying the case and they all have their personal interests.
Well, one thing I will say is all three of these options, mediation, negotiation, mediation, and arbitration, they're all less expensive than going to trial in general.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And time, and not even about the money of it. Like, although it cost me over six figures, it was the stress of it. you know, always knowing this is in the back of your mind, always getting unexpected court dates, getting unexpected lawyer bills. It really puts a hold on your life. And anybody that's been through court, whether it's through divorce, through lawsuits, whatever the case may be, and it's and extends for a number of years, would agree and look back and say, you know, it would have been better if I found a solution. And it's sometimes it's hard and you got to put that pride aside, but it's worth putting the pride aside to get the results of not going through that stress. Karen must be taking some notes. Taryn, you have an upcoming lawsuit that we don't know about. Are you in conflict with somebody right now? Man, listen, you were like the student in this quickie. You're supposed to be an active participant in this quickie. So sum it up, man. Wow. What'd you get out of this?
You know what? What I get out of this is that all of these alternatives, mediation, negotiation, arbitration, are going to cost you so much less than litigation in terms of money, in terms of time, but also in terms of your relationships. You know, litigation burns bridges and, you know, it destroys relationships, and even alternatives to litigation can be kind of a little tough, but I think in life, the priority would be to preserve relationships as much as possible, because burning a bridge just makes your life so uncomfortable. And honestly, as someone who was a juror once in a trial and saw that whole process, the takeaway from that was that the best justice, courts can only approximate justice, right? They can only kind of try to compensate for something that's really actually hard to make right. And the best justice is actually preventing a dispute in the first place. It sucks to be in conflict. Resolving a conflict can be stressful, but all of these alternatives are all preferable to litigation, which is nasty, expensive, and time consuming.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just to echo everybody in that room, that's your lawyer, the opposing lawyer, the judges, they all have their position, you know, and it may not flow with what your position is, because the only people paying expenses out of that is the person that's suing you, or you're the person you're suing and yourself. Everybody else is getting paid from this whole process. And you have to understand that. So the quicker you can end this process, the better off you will be. And sometimes it may be a short-term loss for a long-term gain and a moving on. Like a business guy always told me, you can just move on to the next deal. Make it up on the next deal.
It's the quickie episode, so we got to bring this to an end.
I'm suing you, Matt.
No, I'm not. We're going to negotiate. How about that? So everyone just remember, the best justice is preventing a dispute in the first place. So for two black guys with good credit, I'm Matt Smith, the better half, and I'm out.
I'm Sean Linda. I don't even know what to say. You took my line, bro. You took my line. All I'm going to say is that, Matt, I was only suing you on this show. I would never, never, Karen, sue the white Jewish girl.
Oh.
I'm not suing her. Hell no, I'm not suing her. Very coming after you, Matt. Is it, huh?
Wow, look at the politics on this show. Okay. I will mediate between the two of you as an impartial white person.
All right,
people, I'm out of here. Keep hope alive. Keep your money where it belongs, in your damn pocket. And I'm out. Good credit.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.